And rolling your way next on the stream of free radio. Yeah, freakradio.org is where we're at. And then later on, go to the Huff website to catch us for archives, huffsantacruz.org. It's the Bathrop Spears Broadsides Thanksgiving Day show. No thanks, no giving, although we're giving it to you, I guess. Going to be looking at the Free Meals Thanksgiving return to Lot 27, which I only caught the tail end of. Heard it was pretty peaceful, and frankly, it's pretty vanilla and mellow, but you get a few voices from folks who are enjoying a good Joe Schultz turkey soup, some pumpkin pie, and a scaled-down version of what's usually one of the big two meals of the day at the Veterans Hall, but not this year. It's sort of a smaller meal outside. But it is a return to the Food Not Bombs original location, well, where it had been for the previous 4 months until driven away by the city mangler Martin Bernal, also known as the city manager. So there's going to be that. And then we're going to return to Deb Elston's volunteer police and the protests that took place Monday before last at her place. Actually, I think it was last Monday at her place. Yeah. And then the incident that provoked the protest the Monday before that, when Josh got a ticket. That's a local activist burned out by the fire up in, I guess it was either Felton or San Lorenzo Valley somewhere. And he was defending, or I guess you'd say he was defending the vehicle of Alicia Cool, the Santa Cruz homeless union activist who has been rather seriously pursued by reactionary forces of different, varied stripes, including Deborah Elston, who is a volunteer police officer, who apparently has a passion for giving away tickets to vehicles in which homeless people are living. Although I imagine she would just say she's just following the law and just doing her job. So you can tune in for that, because that's what you're going to hear if you keep listening to this audio. And here we go.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So about 2 weeks ago, I was I answered my phone and learned from an alarmed Alicia Cool returning from work over the hill, where she does apparently a more than a 40-hour week at dealing with, I think it's either one or two different social service shelters in San Jose. She had learned that there was apparently a police officer in their vehicle had struck one of her companions and were calling in their reinforcements to blame the companion rather than the striking police officer. So she asked me to do what I could, so I contacted a few folks, got a hold of a Huff activist named Monica, who drove out there and gave me a call and gave me this report. So here is Monica's account, pretty much uncut, which I think is interesting. Perhaps it gives you an idea of the kind of approach I encourage people to take when witnessing a police incident. It's perhaps a little elongated, but here it is.